Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Siman Tav Tzadi Tes, and Yitzhak Hashem, we're going to conclude it today. Yesterday we dealt a little bit with salting, mostly with flaying. Today we'll deal more with salting as well. So we read the top line yesterday in Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph in the Mechaber, where we said that you're allowed to put out the hide onto the floor in order that people should step on it, and we said that's not necessarily a problem of the tanning process, and this is true, she'ein alav basar klal, even if there's no meat on it. So we didn't do this Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Vav, the yesh alav kazayis basar, because if there was any meat left on this piece of hide, so then certainly you're allowed to move it. B'lav hachi mutar l'tavtlo, mishum abasar, because it's not muktza. Problem is the hide is muktza, but if there's meat on the hide, so then the hide doesn't become muktza. And we remind ourselves, Dear Shu footnote number 10, that we learned this previously in Siman Tov Tzadi Ches, not that long ago. You can always move the hide because of the meat that's attached to it, even if it's just a little bit. Because there is a lot of meat on the yaver, and the hide is batal to it. And here would be mischadesh shegam lechizayis basu misbatal or that even a kizayis basu is enough to make it not mukta and therefore mutal taltla. Now we continue the mechaber. The mechaber tells us umutalim loach olav melicha kala. You're allowed to salt this meat. A light salting that is the amount that you need. Normally, when you roast something, you don't really have to do salting, but a minhag gets to do a little bit of salting on it. If you're salting it to cook, you have to do a lot of salting. So here, you're allowed to go salt this meat while it's attached to the hide, even though that will tan the hide a little bit, it's permissible. Mishnah Berurah explains as if cut in Zion, wrote Shalomar, he's telling us, Shim loch boser al or, you can go and salt the meat on the hide. Even though that's going to cause the hide to go and become a little bit part of the tanning process with the salting. And this amount is kederuk shemol chimlitzli, the Mishnah Berurah says the Sivkot Nches, wrote Lomar, she wrote a litzlosa. If you're going to go and roast something, the bezein tzarech melicha meruba, we don't need the extensive salting that we'd require for cooking something. Ulafuke, as opposed to imimlechena melicha meruba, osra. But to go do an extensive salting over here would not be allowed. Because aideze, yeibud yofe, gamor. Because if you really salted this meat with the hide attached to it, you would in fact really be tanning the hide, and that would be not allowed. The Mechaber continues and he says, Umutu laharim, a person is allowed to take this legal loophole, this trick, and do as follows. Vilimloch kan ma'at, salt a little bit over here. And then the kan ma'at, and then salt a little bit over there. Achim loch eskulo, and in this way you're going to go and salt the entire meat, but also the entire hide, and that is allowed. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Tes, Rosh Shalomar, kan bosom at, the kan bosom at. There's a little meat over here, you salt that. A little meat over there, you salt that. And this way you'll be able to also tan the hide. That's not a problem because you're only doing a little bit at a time. However, all of this is only if it was shechted on Yontif. Avol nishchato me erev Yontif, then you should have done it erev Yontif, therefore it's also to do it on Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Yud, lo me boy, we don't have to tell us im gam hushita called him Yontif. Certainly if it was flayed before Yontif, you wouldn't be allowed to do this on Yontif. But by the also, there also be yontif. You wouldn't be allowed to do this like meal, so you wouldn't be allowed to move it at all. The litnam become a dros in limlochalay. You wouldn't be allowed to pick it up and put it in a place where people will step on it and to salt it over there. Because shari efshar hayulasos kolel me'er yontif. You should have done this all before yontif. What is this talking about? Elafilu hushita be yontif. Even if you shafted it yesterday and you only flayed it now on yontif, you're still not allowed to do this. Because the mishum zeh lo imonim lishcho. You can't say, oh, he's not going to shaft. He already shafted erev yontif. If he wanted not to suffer a loss, he should have done it erev yontif. You could have done the flaying and this preserving of the skin, the hide, before yontif. Unless, in lo shloyelo shows, lahavshit mir of yontif. If you shachted it 2 minutes before yontif, you didn't have time to flay it, then, oz yesh lahako, then one could be lenient in this situation. Then he says, Kosva poskim, dafilu shachach lemocho. The poskim say that even if you forgot to salt it in the air of yontif, still, also lemocho be yontif. Then you can't salt it on yontif. Why? Then lechalek ben mezid l'shocheach. We don't make a distinction. If you did b'mezid, you certainly can't do it. But even b'shogeh, we don't say, well, you can do it. Then he brings down b'golios in yontif sheni sholgolios in chutz laretz sheosim shnei yom tovim misofik. Well, we have 2 days of yontif, obviously. So harei yom tov rishon nechshav l'chol l'gabi yontif sheni. If you shechted on the first day of yontif, Well, there really is only one day of Yontif. So if you're holding the second day of Yontif, like we have to in Chutz La'aretz, so then really we look at it as the first day was a weekday, not Yontif. Lefikach, therefore, in Nishchato b'Yontif, if you shecht on Yontif, Rishon, on the first day of Yontif, it's possible, Efsho d'dino, k'ilu Nishchato b'Erev Yontif. It would have the same halachic ramifications if you shechted it before Yontif, in regards to Yontif Sheini, and therefore, linyan tiltul or umlichaso, to even move it, or to salt it, k'shigim to Sheini, would be usur according to this opinion. Because it's as if you shechted it on Erev Yontif. Because from a halachic point of view, if you're saying Yontif Sheni, the second day of Yontif, Yontif Sheni Shigalius is really Yontif, so the first day wasn't. So that's like you shechted it before Yontif. Then the Ramah tells us, Hagah, the notzos shel of, the feathers of a bird, dinon kemo b'or, we have the same halachic status of them like we do a hide. And that is, demuta letaltalon kedei latznion kemo bor. Just like we allow you to move the hide under the circumstances where we said in yesterday's shiur you're allowed to, so too the feathers are allowed to be moved when you shecht the bird on Yontif, for the same reasons that you're going to not otherwise shecht if you can't do that. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudalev tells us, hainu shenishkot the Yontif. Again, we're talking about where you shechted it on Yontif, because the nishkot to be every Yontif, if you shechted it before Yontif, so then the same thing applies with the hide. Just like you can't do it with the hide, so too. Afogav the husru hanotzos be Yontif, also letaltal. Even though you're only taking him off on Yontif, it's like you're only flaying it on Yontif, you're not letting him move it. Kedel gabior, exact same halachas by the feathers as it was by the hide. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkot Yud Beis and tells us, "Kidei latznion avo belav hochi also letaltlin. If it's not to preserve it, then you're not letting move it. The lo chazul lemidi, because right now they're not really good for anything. V'aprichodesh machmir uchogavde. The brichodesh is machmir in all events. And he brings down v'achronim maskimim psak shulchan aruch. However, the machronim are meiko like the psak of the shulchan aruch and not like the more stringent opinion of the brichodesh. The issue footnote number 11 brings down." Tam Hadover Kos of Rekiva Eger. Rekiva explains for the Gemara in Beitza why. She'ein lesser machma she'ein hanotzos ru'uyos leishav lehem. We don't have to make them also, even though you can't sit on them. Kivin she'tilto notzos isur rak mishum tilto muktzah. Because the whole iser is only tilto muktzah. And because of the chashash that you may not shecht, if you're going to lose the feathers over here, and you'll be mizbatal simchas yontif, so therefore we don't have to be machmir. Mishmur continues, he says, Umiyu Fledrush. What's Fledrush? You see in the Tirgum number one, this is Notzos Avo, this is goose feathers. Me Avo Shinishchata, from a goose that was shechted. There, Lekuli Amashor Litutule. Everybody agrees that this is not Muktzah. And the reasoning is, the royal Ishtanishba, you could use them right now. So you could sit on them, you could use them as fluff. And therefore, it's not Muktzah. In the Sharet Zion, Os Yutes, he brings down this in the name of the Primer Godim, and he adds, this is true, v'afilu nishchato b'yontif, it's even if it's shechted on yontif, and certainly because came here of yontif, because the lab noladu, because then it's not nolad, and then it's a regular muchan, permissible type of implement. Now we go to Siftalit. The Mechaber writes, ein molchen esa chalovim. You're not allowed to go salt chalev. Chalev, the plural, is chalovim. And these are the normally in a behema, the non-permissible fats to eat. In a chaya, they're actually permissible to eat. In any event, you can sell them to a guy, so they're not worth nothing. But you're not allowed to salt these chaylev items. Below mahavkum mehem, you're not even allowed to move them and turn them over. We'll see why in a moment. Afilu lishotchon al gabi yisedos. And even to put them up on poles, you're not allowed to do this. Afal pishin ishchot b'yontif, even though we're shechted on yontif over here. Also, limloch basar aleim ba'avir, and you're likewise not allowed to go and salt them, even the meat upon them, in the air. Now, that was quite a bit, and let's understand what we're talking about. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yudalev explains, the dover she'ena ochel gomor, this is certainly not something that you can eat. In moleach, kidei shelo yasriach, if you're going to salt it, it shouldn't spoil, yesh mishum ma'avir, then the whole purpose over here is for tanning, and it wouldn't be allowed. The issue foot number 12 brings down, ma'av she'isur ibud ba'ochlim, even though in regards to tanning of food, she'ein omid deraisa, that's not an issa deraisa. Mikomokum legabi melichus chalovim, in regards to salting of chalev, the Machzis HaShekel and the Prima Godim bring down, in the name of the Morgan Avram, that is an issa deraisa, even though normally salting foods is not, here it is. And the Taz explains the Prima Godim, shemelichas chalovim, asura min haTorah o karv lukach. And he says, the melich of these chalovim is in fact either an issa deraisa or close to it. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Dalet, you're not allowed to turn them over, because when you turn them over, these fats, ugam ken ke'ein tikkun l'chalavim, this is also going to improve the chalavim in some way, and v'osur mitam hanal, and it's also for the reason we just said above, it's not a food, and therefore you're not allowed to go and turn it over. The issue footnote number 13 brings down, how does it help to turn it over? So he brings down from the Bach, Shaidei Shahofech Esatzara'o. When you turn the top side to the bottom side to the top, so the top side, when it was open to the air, got a little bit hard, and it's going to be preserved. So now when you turn it over, so now the bottom side can go to the top and also become hardened, it'll be preserved. So you're not allowed to move it around at all. Sivkot and Tesvav, you certainly can't go afilu l'shotchen, even to go and put it on these yesedos. So Mishabur and Sivkot and Tesvav says, because it's clear in this situation, it's clear and evident, the mugacha milsa sh'os ezeh kidei sh'lo yasrichu, you're only doing this so it shouldn't spoil. The gazrinan, and therefore the rabbi said, you can't do this because dilma osa yigam kein l'mocha, once we let you do this, it may come to actually salt them. The issue footnote number 14 brings down, because of this gzeira, Shulchan Aruch Harav says, in lahatir afilu im mishum kach yimon avalosh yishchot. Even if it's going to prevent you from shechti, you say, I'm not going to lose all these fats. Even so, you're still not allowed to do this. Now, how are you allowed to move them? Ulinyan tiltul. So, in regards to moving them, das ataz b'shem hagos ashri lahok. The taz bringing down from the hagos ashri says, you are allowed to go and move them over here. The Hamogin Abram Hela, and the Mogin Abram adds, the Lefi Mai the Pasuk Ramah, but Simon talks out here the no lad also. According to the opinion of the Ramah, that says no lad is not allowed. It's Muktzah Gama Chalavim also Latatula. So then these Chalavim are also no lad and wouldn't be allowed to be moved if you shechted them Kishenishchula beyond to the Havi no lad. This would be in fact no lad. The issue footnote number 50 brings down the reason to be Mekel. According to the opinion, it says you can be Mekel. According to Agos Hashri, that the Taz brought down, you can be Meiko. He says, Tama Dover Sheish Lahakel, brings down from the Hagos Ashri, Shari Reuyim Heim Lahadlaka. You could actually use them for lighting purposes, and therefore they're not technically Muktzah. Another reason, Shadaito Latzdim Shal Yavedu, because you want to put them away that they shouldn't spoil. Umashalo Osru Mishum Nolad, and it's not Nolad, so the Prima Gordon brings down, Shayim Hoya Rod Sabakach Yochal Hoya Lishlod Bevena Shmashos, because technically you could have shechted during the Bevena Shmashos, and then we have the rule that anything that is not Muktzah during the Bevena Shmashos is not Muktzah the rest of the day. And therefore, since the behemoth was all made in the Bevena Shmashos, so it's not really Muktzah. That's the Makel opinion. The issue foot number 16 brings down from the Chazon Ish, Shachalavim lo nechshavim lo nolad. He said, there is an opinion that says that the Chalavim are not considered nolad. Why is that? He says, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Muktzah is not allowed, nevertheless, mutud lahadlik ulitin lekavo chelev shenikro b'yontiv. If you have chelev on yontiv, so you'd be allowed to feed it to your dog. Even if the shechita was done, then it's not muktzah because esmol daitol of the shtamishlo, because you had in mind to use it, and therefore Chazon Ish wants to even be more mekel and say that it's not nolad. The Mishmur continues. He says, "V'afagav dechazul ledlaka." He says, even though you could use these fats for lighting purposes, me'esmol oyer omid ledlaka. You couldn't have used them yesterday, so therefore they are considered nolad according to this opinion. V'rak l'taltalam, however, to move them k'dei latznian, to go and put them in a safe place. Oh, k'dei shel yasrichu mutter, or that they shouldn't spoil further, that you're allowed to do, because the sharin and sofa mishum tchilasan, because if we didn't allow you to do this, then you wouldn't go and shecht it. The Chanal Gabi notes this is the same thing by the feathers, even though they're not usable right now. Abo kishenish labi eriyantit, but if you shecht them on eriyantit, then mutter letal talachalom, then it's not moksu the chazul adlokka, because they already were prepared for adlokka then, and therefore it's not a problem at all. So it's somewhat paradoxical that on yantif it's a little bit stricter than on eriyantif. Vuadin chatichas shaiva mutter letal tal. He says, likewise, if you have wax over here, you'll have to move that. The ochel aliyach psila agabu, because you can put a wick into it, and it's perfectly then able to be lit. Furthermore, out cause of Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham adds further. The or shehuv sham erev yontif. If you have a hide that was slayed on erev yontif, imulach osur letaltlo. If it's moist, we said previously that you're not allowed to move it. Vimuyavish, but if it's dried out, mutal letaltlo. Then it's already considered that it is a kli of some sort and it's mutter. We learned this previously, and he said, "Ayn shon the Ramah, hevi dasa chok mazeh." Not everybody agrees to this. Avol kishenishcha biyontif, if it was shechted on yontif, heveli nolad. Then it's a problem of nolad. And baal kain imulach, if it's moist, mutal letaltlo kidei shel yisriach. Then we do have the right because you shechted it on yontif, that otherwise you won't go shecht. So you're allowed to move it, so it shouldn't spoil. The chanel, as we've already learned. But if it's already in the shade, and it's not going to spoil, then also letaltlo because it's muktzah. But if it's already dried out, then it's not going to spoil further, also letaltlo. You're not allowed to move it because it's muktzah for nolad. Again, so you have a paradox. If it's moist, you're normally not allowed to move it, but here you are allowed because you shechted on yontif, and you won't shecht it, you're going to ruin it, and therefore you're allowed to move it, so it shouldn't be masriach. But as soon as you know that it's not going to be masriach, it's either already dried out, or it is in a place that's cool and it won't be masriach, then you're not allowed to move it. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tes Zayin says that you're not allowed to salt it in the air. Kidei Shiyipol Min HaMelech HaLachalovim, that the salt should fall onto the fat. So you're not allowed to do that. Reasoning is Vatam the Chalovim Melicha Mu'etes Sagilub, that just a little bit of salting on the fats is going to be effective. But also Mishum Chashosh the Ibud, that really looks then like Ibud, like tanning the Chanal, as we've already explained. Because you can't go put the chalev and the basar together, because then it's going to boleam in a chalovim, and you're going to have the treif chalovim taste inside the kosher meat. So therefore, you can't do that. So that's why it says ba'avir, you're doing this in the air. Sifhei, Mechaber writes, Eli shudaf of the kovet, if you have a board, and Eli, it's like what we would call a cutting board, a thick, heavy cutting board. Ukliu, it has the status of being a kli. However, elisha malachto le'iser, it's a type of a kli that normally is used for something that's forbidden on Shabbos, such as lichtosh boharifos, to grind up the kernels, which is also because of tchina. Nevertheless, this eli is muta l'tatlo litzav l'bosa. You could use it to go and cut meat on it. You could use it as a meat cutting board. But once you finished using it, you wouldn't be allowed to go move it from the sun into the shade in order to protect it. However, but if you needed it, then you'd be allowed to. If you needed the place where it was in, or you needed it itself, again, it's like a klisha lachta lisa is mutal tzorach gufa mukoma, the Rambam adds, and therefore you would be allowed to go and move it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Yud Ches, but the reason why you're not allowed to go and use this cutting board, the Osa B'yantiv, Ukilikama and Simon Tov Kuv Dalet Sif Gimel, where the Yishuv Futnon number 18 reminds us that we learned there that this katisha, this chopping, is like techina, like grinding, and it's also a yantiv to grind. Sifkot and Yutes, you would be allowed to move it if you're using it for meat, to use it as a cutting board. Kedin kol klisha malach lisa. This is the regular rule of a klisha malach lisa, or the utensil we learned in Hilchos Shabbos, that its primary purpose is for Isser, but we learned this lel the simi shin chesiv gimel shemuto letaltalo letzorach gufo. If you need it, you're allowed to use it. For example, you take a hammer and crack open walnuts. That's allowed. Even though a hammer is usually used for nails, so it's klisha lach talisa. But if you need to crack open a walnut, you're allowed to shemuto letaltalo letzorach gufo. If you need it, then lasos belochem uteris to use it for a permissible thing like smashing open walnuts. Or here, using this cutting board for meat. Or letzorach mekom. Or you need the place. That place is exactly where you need something, so you're allowed to move it because you need that place. The Das Mogen of Ram, he brings down from the Mogen of Ram, that Filoya Eli Mukzo Machma Sikson Kis. Even if this Eli was a type of Mukzo because it was very expensive and you wouldn't use it for something, for example, you could go and Shemach Bidala Eli, Melishtamish Lubudobrach, you would never use it for anything else. It's a very expensive cutting board. You use it only for your vegetables. You're concerned you'll get salmonella on it. If you use it for meat, you never use it for anything else. Shalo Yiskalko, you don't want it to get ruined. The Bechagon Zeh, awesome Chomakum, then you're not allowed to use it. Let's go for Makomo. Nevertheless, here, Hachashari, Bishum Simchas Yontif, because for Simchas Yontif, you would use something like this, and therefore, it's not considered fully Muktzah. The issue foot number 19 brings down, Bav, She, Shimush, Bemuktzah, also, I feel it's Orach Ochon Nefesh, something that's Muktzah, you're not allowed to use for Ochon Nefesh. So the Mogen Abram writes, Rak Bedover She'eno Kli, that's something that's not a Kli, and it's Muktzah itself. But the Eli is a Kli, so even though it's Muktzah, Machzah, Bezicharon, Kis, nevertheless, it's a Kli, and you can be Makel in this situation, and you can use it for Ochon Nefesh. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ayin the Bir Halacha." We have, he has a long discussion in the Bir Halacha, Ayin Sham in Dibur Amaskil, Ella Shemelachdo LeIsser on the Omer Aleph. Then Sifkot Nuchav, the Mishnah Berurah says, "You're not allowed to move it from the sun to the sail to the shade, O Kidei Shelo Yigoyim, or it shouldn't be stolen." Uktel B'Simin Shenches, because that's not for Tzorach Gufo Mekomo. That's for the better of that utensil, and it's Muktzah, so you're not allowed to do that. Finally, Sifkot Nuchav Aleph. But the tzorech gufa makoma, we said it's permissible. So the Mishnah Berurah says, kidin kol kli shemalach talisa, like every other kli that's a kli shemalach talisa, you're allowed to use it letzorech gufa makoma, as we already spoke out. V'sadon ha'ov shekotzu v'lo boser, and this thick board that you go and cut meat on, mutal atatu l'acha shekotzu, that you would be allowed to move. Afilu mecham letzel l'chai gabda, for any purposes you want, to protect it from the sun or to protect it from being stolen, because it's not a klisha lachta lisa. The whole klisha lachta lehetter. This type of a meat cutting board is certainly allowed to be moved because it's not moktze at all. With this, we conclude Simen Tov Tzadi Tes and today's shir.